whole lot of talk. The interviews that rock. Brought to you by Rock Antenna, Germany's number one rock radio station.
So, hello and welcome to the holy halls of Rock Antenna. We are here with three quarter of Eclipse. Hi guys, thank you so much for coming.
Hello, thank you.
I'm really sure that you're really busy at the moment because you are touring right now.
Yeah, we're on a European tour, a short European tour. We are doing mostly Germany on this tour. And then we go in directly from the bus to the airplane to America. So it's quite busy.
It's a classic thing. When you release an album in Sweden, you go down to Germany to tour. And that's what we're doing
right now. Makes sense.
Yeah. What a special European tour. Just Germany, I think, one date in Switzerland, right?
Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah. Nice. How is the tour going so far?
Very good. No problems, no obstacles so far. So
smooth sailing, I think, which is very lovely. It's also a good month to tour in Germany in September, you know, because there's Oktoberfest coming up and there's, you know, where we're at right now and stuff. So
have you been to Wiesn already?
No, we haven't, actually, to Oktoberfest.
No.
We're talking about doing it today.
Maybe.
Today.
That's not going to end well, though.
And you already played some new songs, I think, from your new album. How did the fans react to them?
I think we have very good fans because they kind of like the songs that, you know, they love the most are from the newest records, which most rock bands have, you know, the fans want to hear the old songs. But with our fans, they want to hear the new stuff, which is fantastic. You know, I could imagine, of course, being Guns N' Roses, but playing live those songs they wrote when they were like 22 years old and still playing them when they're 65, it's like, that, for me, that would have been like completely boring. And we have fans we can actually play the new stuff for, and they love it.
Is there already a new favorite live song you have?
I think the ones we just played here works really well in a live setting. All I Want and Still My Hero.
Yeah, I think we can all agree on the same selection.
Yeah.
Even the last quarter that's not there, which is the drummer, he would probably say the same thing, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you just released last Friday a new album. It's called Megalonium 2.
Megalomanium 2.
Megalomanium 2. I'm so sorry. It's a really great word because I think you thought it yourself, right?
Yeah, it's a makeup word.
Yeah.
We usually go for makeup words because it's otherwise we'll, you know there's so many boring, you know, album titles. And it's just, you know, back in 72, you can come up with like anything, but all the good titles are already taken. So, yeah, the only way to go is to make up your own words.
Yeah. You can be assured there's no other album called Megalomanium Part 2.
That's pretty slim, yeah.
That's pretty slim.
Yeah, for sure. And it's Part 2. Why did you choose to do a Part 2?
So, we were here last year. Right. And toured Germany as well in September. We released our Megalomanium album back then, which is a Megalomanium Part 1. So the original idea was to do a double album in the most classical sense of the word. But then we decided to split it up with a year apart. So we have Megalomanium Part 1, which is last year, Megalomanium Part 2 this year. All songs are recorded and written at the same time. It's just two parts of the same album, I would say.
Just so many songs that you wanted to do a second one.
Yes, pretty much. Well,
yeah.
You know,
we had all those songs. We were actually sitting at a bar in Sydney during an Australian tour. It was actually us three, and we were sitting there drinking beer with a lot of cockroaches as well. and we just had the songs on the phone, like the pre-production demos, and we just split them in two halves. So we're like, this is going to be album number one, number two. So we had all the songs. Everything was written and recorded. Yeah, well, not recorded while we were splitting them up, but we recorded the whole thing together at one. And the problem with double albums is that it's a bit too much for the listeners. You know, 22 songs is a lot of songs. So it's better to just give them a year to digest the first album, and then they have a year to, hopefully more.
We crafted a master plan. That's what we did, yeah.
At a bar.
Yeah.
And was this bar plan still a good idea, do you think? Was it the right choice to not put them all out at once?
I think that's really good. The plan with a double album is it's pretty hard to, it's a lot of work to do one album, but doing a double record, like so many songs staying focused at the same time, it's actually really hard. It's much more work than actually making two records. So it's been a lot of hard work, you know, making good songs, 22 good songs that, you know, like really are album fit.
Yeah.
Just not as easy as it seems.
No, but in those terms also, we're also reaping the benefits of being able to, you know, tour and play this material live over the course of double the amount of time that we would for a regular album. So that's very good, I think.
Yeah, we're still promoting the same album, yeah. So to speak.
In which way are maybe those albums connected to each other? Maybe in a lyrical or musically way? Or what is different on these two albums?
I think it's actually one record that's split in two. So it's they're not, they are different. They sound, if you listen to the one and the two, they have a different vibe for sure. But that was not like the plan. And they share the same DNA. They are like the same period of time we wrote the songs, which means usually if you have 2 years apart between writing sessions, you always write different songs because you're the same person, but you have different like influences that comes into your life all the time. So you always write kind of different music, but these are all from the same place, right? So that's, for me, it's the same record twice, mm-hmm. but
different
in a good way. Yeah. There's not the same songs though. Yeah,
for sure. Not the same song. So let's talk about this new songs. You just released 3 singles. Tomorrow it will be 4.
Yep.
Let's talk a little bit about them. Why did you choose those titles to be released as singles?
We can never agree on singles, I think, in this band usually. But this time it was pretty easy, if I'm not mistaken, right?
Yeah.
I think we just went for the songs that meant the most to us at the time, right? So yeah. We wanted the diversity, which is, you know, these two records are maybe, as a band, we're heading down different paths where we haven't really been before, right? So it's maybe we wanted the singles to reflect that as well. I mean, there's some emotional stuff on there. There's some darker stuff on there. There's the single that's coming out tomorrow that you just mentioned. That's kind of a very, how would you say, punky version of Eclipse, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, it's skate punky.
Yeah, skate punky, which is something that maybe 10 years ago would be like, what? Yeah. But it really works, and I think that was the selective process behind it.
Yeah, I think that's a great thing about the double record, though. You can, when you do just one record, it's easy to go, you know, for the obvious songs. But when you have 22 songs, you can like go a little more left, a little more right, a little, you know, outside your comfort zone. And I think that really pays off in the end, because mm-hmm. that's like, it opens doors to new ways to write music and new ways how the band can sound, which mm-hmm. I think is great.
And where's all your inspiration and energy is coming from? Because you're always putting out albums the last years, like in a really short time and touring beside. So how do you manage that?
Pick up the guitar and write songs. Easy as that. We just do it and it happens. And it's fun. I love writing songs. It's I think the creative process and the whole recording process is fantastic. I think it's, you know, you have nothing. You start with actually absolutely nothing, and then you're just like, out of nothing you create something. You have a small idea, a melody, a riff or something, and then all of a sudden you have a record, and it's
pretty, just happening.
It is pretty strange, right? I've been writing so many songs throughout the years, and I still don't know why it works. Some days you just write the best songs, and some days you just impossible, and I don't know why. It just happens. That's the beauty of it.
And what is better, touring or writing albums and songs?
I prefer touring, but of course you need songs to tour. So it's yeah, it's like yin and yang, you need both.
Yeah. Kind of. I mean, they're two completely different things, right? And especially like where we record in your studio up in the middle of Sweden, and it's very calm and quiet and familiar, you know? And to compare that to when you're standing at a festival stage or if you're at a club here in Germany or whatever, it's pretty much like you said, yin and yang. So I think you need to love both. And you need to find ways to do, like, to love it differently every time. But for me, touring, I think, is when you really get to feel how the songs become something different other than what they were in the studio, basically.
Yeah, and we have the benefit that I run a studio as well. So everything is recorded in my studio and it's mixed. I mix and master the whole record. So everything is very in-house production, which is a good thing for creativity as well, because you are not dependent on other people to make records and make songs, which, yeah, is great for creativity. And I have this thing that, well, like, writing songs and recording songs is like building a car. But when you're on tour, you actually get to drive the car. You know, you get to use the songs for real and see the reactions instead of just, you know, the first initial. First you do it for yourself, and then you share it with the fans.
Really nice metaphor. I have to remember that. Really good. Let's come back to your songs, because they also running on Rock Antenna for sure. Yeah. Just like Still My Hero. And I wanted to ask you, because I've read that you dedicated this one to your father. Why do you want to do that?
Well, everyone's got the best dad, but you know, I really looked up to my dad. I think he was very, very supportive. I was a motocross driver when I was a kid, up until I was 25. We were like out every weekend competing with motocross, and when music started, he always supported the music and took us to rehearsal rooms and everything. So he was one of those great dads who never said no to anything. I could play as loud guitar as I wanted at home, and you know, and he died way too early when he was 67. He just out of the blue, he got a heart attack and passed away. And yeah, I think he deserves a song. He probably deserves even more. So you know, it's a start.
Really nice, beautiful. And let's talk about your new song, which will maybe be coming also on Rock Antenna, All I Want. I saw a teaser on Instagram, I think, and it looked really creepy. Maybe not what you would imagine if you hear the song. So, what is the song about, and maybe also the video?
I think when you will see the video, you will understand the context of everything. We did like a U-turn with it. We had a trailer that was going to come out, and then we just said like, no, we can't put that out there, because we want it to be like a more fun, revealing thing when it's actually
a more shocking
there.
Experience.
Yeah, a more shocking experience for everyone involved. So what we did instead was that we put out this little teaser that's like 5 seconds long. But yeah, it's coming out on the 27th, I guess, which is on Friday or tomorrow. And it's a really cool video. We're paying homage to a lot of the stuff that we grew up watching and loving in terms of horror movies and slasher films and even Scandinavian music as well.
Yeah.
Beautiful Scandinavian music. Absolutely.
True Norwegian black metal.
Well, maybe. I'm not saying that, but maybe. But go ahead and watch it, and hope you like it. It was a lot of fun to make.
Yeah, it was great. It was a lot of fun. I think it's the most fun video shooting I've ever done.
For sure.
For sure. I think the whole idea came when I was driving back from the airport I have 4 hours drive from the airport in Sweden to my house, which is a lot of time to think. And I think I was called back and forth with Victor on and off throughout the whole tour and the whole drive. And it was, the ideas got crazier and crazier. Yeah.
But we kind of did them all for this one. So we went all out, and we wanted to, there's so much material. Man, I mean, it's like we couldn't even use all of it, but it's hopefully a fun watch for fans of metal and hard rock alike, and you know, people who like that type of northern tradition.
That we represent. Northern tradition.
Wow. Okay, I'm really excited right now.
Right.
We're looking forward to it. Nice. So in the end, let's talk about your jubilee, which is this year, because as Rock Antenna, you are turning 25 this year.
Unbelievable.
Unbelievable. Yeah. How do you feel with this jubilee?
Old.
This birthday?
I feel old.
Yeah. Yeah, we never really looked back. We've always been on a peak with this band. So it just dawned upon us like, oh, wow, it's 25 years ago we started this band. But we're not nostalgic or anything, so we don't really look back and count the years or days.
A lot of you, it's 10 years since this record. And I was like, I had no clue.
Yeah.
So we're always looking at the new next record. It's always like every record is always more successful than the previous one. Almost, we always gain. There's always more fans at the shows, which things we always think that we are, you know, the underdog starting from nothing. But
which is a really good way, still, yeah.
Looking forward instead of backwards.
Yeah.
Do you think something not changed in the last 25 years when you look back?
Something that has not changed.
Yeah.
Love for music.
Yeah.
That's the driving force behind the band. You know, having a good time, love for music. That's the driving force.
Yeah, and friendship.
Yeah.
Within the band.
Yeah, that's the most important thing. A band, the friendship in the band. You know, it's like, if we have a day off, we go out, have dinner together, and we hang out all day together instead of just going to like separate places. We're like, you know, when you're in a band, the least thing you do is play music. The most of the time, you just spend time in airports, buses, hotels, and like, you got to have a good time. Otherwise, it's, you know, why do it?
It's really great. So you just mentioned that you're always looking for the new albums which will be coming, and not always looking back. Is there maybe a third part of Megalomania coming? Or something different,
there
maybe.
There is not a third part. It is a double album. And a triple album is, that's...
And if there was, we wouldn't say it. Joking.
Oh, no.
There is no third part.
There is no third part.
Okay, but maybe something cooking.
Yeah, sure. We're always writing songs, and it's an ongoing process. We don't sit down for it. Like, this week, we're going to write the whole album. It's like something... You start writing songs, and when you start writing, it sounds like the previous record because you're like in the same mood. Yeah. And then later you like, you change and you do new stuff that you wouldn't expect us to do. And then that is usually, it takes a while to find the new sound for the next record. So the songs, the first five songs you write after an album release, those are usually not on a record because you tend to go for the more diverse sounding songs.
Really excited what will coming next?
Yeah, me too.
For Eclipse?
I haven't heard it yet. Somewhere in the world.
Really excited. So thank you so much for the interview and taking time.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Have a good last days of tour in Germany and a good tour in the USA.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Whole lot of talk. The interviews that rock. Brought to you by Rock Antenna, Germany's number one rock radio station.